You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort Defenders getting set for men's basketball. Second half of our doubleheader should get started right around 4 o'clock. The Doan men come into this contest 5-16 this year, 1-11 overall. Their win came over Briarcliff in league play back on January 11 by an 81-71 score. Doan also took Northwestern to double overtime back on January the 4th before losing that contest 97-95. Anthony Larrabee leads the Tigers with a 15.5 points per game average and has handed out 44 assists, has 4 rebounds per game as well. Miguel Lopez is scoring 9.6 points per contest with a team-high 7.2 rebounds. Joe Burt scores 8.4 points per game. Burt has converted 35 three-point shots, and Larrabee has a team-high 54 with 41.2% success. Tigers are outscoring teams 77.7 to 70.1. They're getting out-rebounded 37.5 to 37. Tigers convert 41.8% of their field goals and 31.6% of their three-point shots. I think I said that they were outscoring teams 77 to 71. They're actually getting outscored 77.7 to 70.1. The Defender men are 16-7 this year, 7-6 in the G-Pack. They have 7 regular season games remaining. Garrett Franken leads the team with 15.8 points per game, 7.6 rebounds, 51 assists, and 16 blocks. Jesse Jansma is at 12.6 points per game and is second on the team and made three-pointers with 43. Cade Bleeker's average is 10.8 points per game. He gets 4 rebounds. He has made a team-high 51 three-point shots and is converting 48.6% of his attempts from behind the arc. Zach Bussard and Marcus Winterfeld are at 9.1 and 8.1 points per game. Josh Van Lingen and Ben Gasink each average 7.1 and 6.9 points per outing. Chandler Brunsting has also appeared in all 22 games for the Defenders and has scored 4.7 points per game with 42 assists. Chad Markham is at 10.2 points per game and 5.1 rebounds. He will not play today as he is recovering from a hand injury suffered in the loss to Dakota Wesleyan about a week and a half ago to now, and hoping that he gets a chance to get back in uniform before the season is over. We will wait and see on that front. Dort's outscoring teams 86-75, out-rebound teams 40-35. Last time out, Doan lost to Jamestown back on Monday night in Jamestown 81-70. It was 31-31 at halftime. The Tigers surrendered a 17-6 run to start the second half. Fought back to within one. End up losing it by 11 points. Miguel Lopez scored 14. The Dort men also played Jamestown in their most recent outing. That was on Thursday night. Garrett Franken got a bucket to break a tie at 75-all. Dort got 15 each from Franken and Van Lingen. 14 from Zach Bussard with 8 rebounds. When these two teams played back on January the 2nd in Sioux Center, it was the Defender men getting a 91-55 win. Defenders got 26 points from Cade Bleeker, converted 8 three-point baskets. Jesse Jansma had 9 points in that win. Short turnaround for the Defenders. We'll see how they're able to respond to that. I think they'll be just fine. Let's take a look at your probable starting lineup for the Defenders. It'll be number 2, Jesse Jansma. Jansma, 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 12.6 points per game. Cade Bleeker averages 10.8 points per game, whereas number 3 is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center. Number 11 is Ben Gasink, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.9 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 junior from Atlantic, averaging 15.8 points per contest. And number 41 is Zach Bussard, a 6'6 senior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 9.1 points per contest. For the Doan Tigers, likely starters, number 1, Tyler Sullivan, a 5'11 sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, 3.3 points per game. Number 3 is Anthony Larrabee. He's the player that makes this team go. He's a 6'1 junior from Omaha, 15.5 points per outing. Number 15 is Garen Pauley, a 6'5 senior from Omaha, Nebraska. He averages 5 points per game. Number 21 is Joe Burt, a 6'3 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 8.4 points per contest. And rounding out the probable starting five for Doan, number 23, Miguel Lopez. He's a 6'5 junior from St. Croix, averaging 9.6 points per game. Some of the other players for Doan you can anticipate hearing about. Number 2, Isaiah Sykes, 5'9 senior, Jefferson City, Missouri. 6.9 points per game. Number four, Chikuti Unuamare, 6'6 junior from Tacoma, Washington. He averages 5.3 points per game. Jackson Hari is a 6'5 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averages 6.5 points per game. And number 41 is Fahad Tarjali. He's a 6'7 freshman from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, averaging 6.6 points per game. Off of the bench for the defenders, anticipate Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, 8.1 points per game. Chandler Brunsting, 6'1 senior, Hall, 4.7 points per outing. Number 15, Kendrick Van Kickerix, has been getting some minutes recently. 5'11 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 1.3 points per contest. Caleb Harmson is a 6-foot sophomore from Rock Rapids, averaging 1.9 points per game. Josh Van Langen is a 6'6 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.1 points per outing. And Dustin Mara has been getting a little run here recent games as well, 6'6 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 1.1 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's contest in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort Defenders and Doan Tigers getting set to do battles as we go through some final announcements. And we are just about set for basketball. Earlier today, the women's basketball team securing a victory over the Doan Tigers. And we will see if the men can make it a sweep in Crete this afternoon. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. And we are underway with basketball. Bleeker shows a fake. Dribbles down to the baseline. Cut off there. Cade gets it back. Left wing. Looks down low. Pass comes back out front to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Lob pass down low. Bussard. Bussard working against Pauly. Back over to Franken. Franken with it. Gets into the lane. Finishes with a left hand. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket, and the defenders convert on their first possession. They lead 2-0. 2-0 our score with it out front. This is Pauly. Pauly over the basketball. Pauly gets the return pass. Now left side, Larrabee. Larrabee three, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jesse Jansma, and Larrabee will go to the free throw line where he will shoot three free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting a three-point basket. Now, Larrabee is an 81% free throw shooter, and he will go to the free throw line and will shoot three. 2-0 our score. Defenders in front, but Larrabee trying to convert on the first possession for the Tigers here this afternoon, and he does so with a made free throw, so they're on the board. 2-1 pending another couple of free throws. Brought you up to speed on what happened in the GPAC in women's basketball as well. Men's basketball play. Today we find Briarcliff at Hastings. Mount Marty is at Morningside. Curious to see how that one turns out in Sioux City. Pretty good game played down in Yankton when they played earlier this year. Dort trails 3-2 as Larrabee makes all three free throws. Jansma tries to feed it ahead to Bleeker. It's tipped and controlled by Doan. Doan in there. Gray jerseys, ball tip. Dort takes it back. Here comes Bleeker with the basketball. Cade with it. Back over to Bussard. Bussard left side, Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink looking for a ball screen initially. Now comes back out front for Franken. Franken lobs for Bussard. Bussard in traffic, off the glass, good. Zach Bussard spins to his right hand on the block, gets the shot to go. Dort leads 4-3. Pass, left side, Lopez. Lopez feeds it off to Burt. Burt with the basketball on the left wing. Joe Burt feeds it. Now they get the reverse layup for Burt. Burt finishes with the right hand, and Joe Burt makes it 5-4. 5-4 our score. Pass over the top, taken by Franken at midcourt. Comes back to Jesse Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Here's Cade Bleeker with it. Bleeker, right side, Franken. Franken. Out front, Gasing. Gasing back to Garrett. Garrett with it on the right side. Franken to Gasing. Gasing back to Franken. Franken able to get into the lane. Finishes at the rim. He's got four, and the defender leads is 6-5. 6-5 our score. Defenders leading by a point. Doan with it. Larrivee. Larrivee puts it on the deck. Drives into the lane. Passes it back over to Burt. Burt to Larrivee. Larrivee three. Misses everything too strong from the left corner. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken's pass out front. Taken back by Doan. Doan with it. Burt. Burt back to Larrivee. Larrivee with it at midcourt. Larrivee has it on the left wing. Larrivee has it left side. Passes it off to Lopez. Lopez for the basketball, Pauly. La pass goes down low, floats it up for Lopez. Lopez shot, no good. Rebound deflected out. Last touch by Dort. It will be Doan basketball. So they'll put four up on the shot clock. They'll put 17-16 on the game clock. It'll be Doan inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chris Ladwig over at the scorer's table getting squared away. Well, on the clock, Brady Lohman will hand the ball to Larrivee, or the other official. Third official is Kurt Spomer. Spomer, that is. Back to Larrivee. Larrivee in traffic underneath, and they wave it off. Shot came after the shot clock buzzer, just barely. Chris Ladwig, Johnny on the spot with that one. Calls it dead before the ball got out of the hand of the post player. Wave the basket off. Dort with a chance to extend the one-point lead. Ball deflected out. Jansma. Jansma goes right side Franken. Franken tries to get it back over to Bussard, and the ball is taken away on the cross the lane pass. Larrivee with it. Goes down low. Left side, Lopez. Lopez, Larrivee, Larrivee. Back out front to Pauly. Garen Pauly, shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. Checking into the ball game will be the defenders, Dustin Mara. Checking out, Garrett Franken. 16:39 remaining. First half of play. Dort leading 6-5. Bascom's in to Gasing. Doan showing full court pressure defense. Here comes Ben across the half court line. 22 seconds on the shot clock as he gets it into the front court. Pass right side Bleeker. Cade with it back over to Jansma. Jansma left side Gasing. Gasing Bussard. Bussard with the basketball going to work with his back to the basket. Kick out pass Gasing. Gasing misses the three. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, I am not seeing things the same as officials today. Earlier I thought there was one off of Doan. They gave it to the Tigers. That time I thought Dort touched it last on the rebound, and they give it back to the defenders. Jesse Jansma, weak side shot, up and good. Bussard with the putback after the missed shot by Jansma that grazed the rim. They didn't get a shot clock reset, and the defenders now on defense leading 8-5. Burt, three, high archer, no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Here comes Dort in transition. Jansma looks up the floor. Doan retreats very quickly. With the basketball, Jansma. Jansma hands it back over to Gasing. Gasing up top to Mara. Mara with the basketball spins back to Ben. Ben posting up. Now retreats to the left corner. Gasing gives it back over to Jansma. Jansma right side Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the wing. And we've got a foul on the play called on Zach Bussard. Post trying to establish position in the post. And Zach Bussard whistled for the personal foul. Josh Van Lingen will check into the ballgame. Also checking in, Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld is in. Kate Bleeker is out. Took the defender women a little while to get started today as well. Almost a full half, really, to get rolling. Let's see what the men are able to do. They have a three-point lead right now. Jackson Hari passes over to Pauly. Pauly to Burt. Burt, Larrivee. Larrivee up with a light hand from the left side. Good. Anthony Larrivee with 5 points. Gasing in the backcourt. Gets it left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Van Lingen. Van Lingen underneath Mara. Mara, easy bucket. Dustin Mara with a 2-point basket. Dort leads 10-7. 15 minutes remaining. First half of play. Doan with the basketball. Hari in between the circles. Hari used up his dribble. Now he passes over to Burt. Burt feeds it down low. Pauly. Pauly back to Larrabee. Larrabee baseline jumper, good. Anthony Larrabee with another two. He's got seven. Defenders lead 10-9. With it on the right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Ben Langen. Ben Langen with it, and Ben Langen is fouled on the entry pass for Pauly. Pauly whistled for the personal foul. Three new players checking in for the defenders. They are Van Kickerix, Brunsting, and Franken. For the Doan Tigers, Tarjali is in the contest, along with Unwamare. So the Tigers countering with a little more size. Brunsting out front, Van Langen. Van Langen hands it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld right back to Van Langen. Van Langen slips the screen. And Van Langen with a two-point basket from the left side of the lane makes it 12-9 defenders. Out front, Larrabee. Larrabee gives it Hari. Hari back, right side, Larrabee. Larrabee guarded there by Van Kickerix. Larrabee, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will have the basketball back. Throwing it in will be Garrett Franken. On the floor right now for the defenders, it is Franken, Brunsting, Winterfeld, Van Kickerix, and Van Langen. Van Langen on the other end of the floor, the Dort offensive end. Winterfeld reverses it to Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Kickerix, Kenny knocks down the triple. Kendrick Van Kickerix with the three from the right corner, splashes it through. Defenders lead it 15-9. 15-9 our score with the basketball out front, Isaiah Sykes. Pass down low, tip, taken away by Winterfeld off the deflection. Back it goes over to Brunsting, looking cross court, feeds the trailer. Winterfeld, three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Sykes. Sykes for the basketball. Sykes, left side, Burt. Burt, pass, tipped, out of bounds, last touch defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan to inbound the basketball, 15-9 our score. Dort in front by six, 13-25, and the Tigers want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the Haddock Center, Creighton, Nebraska, right after this. 15-9, defenders up by six. Unwamare with the basketball. Unwamare passes it off to Witters. Witters with the basketball. Zach Witters in the ballgame at the last break. Pass out front, Hari. Hari back to Witters. Witters, Hari. Hari right corner, Sykes. Isaiah Sykes with the basketball down to the baseline. Cut off there by Van Kickerix. Three to shoot. Sykes tosses up a long three, and Sykes hit it. Isaiah Sykes with a three-point basket. Dort leads 15-12. Van Langen of the basketball takes it across half court against Unwamare. Comes back to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting left side, Van Langen. Van Langen of the basketball. Franken straight on three. No good. Rebound tapped out. And what do we have? We've got a foul called on the Tigers. That's going to go against Witters. Witters gets called for a hold on the rebound as it was tapped out by Brunsting. Throwing the ball in, left side of the lane is Chandler. He gets it into Franken. Franken over the basketball back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Garrett. Garrett out front to Van Langen, and Van Langen is held on the play. Josh Van Langen was headed to the hoop, and Unwamare gets called for the hold. Chikuti Unwamare from Tacoma, Washington, 6'6 junior, gave up that first step to Van Langen and then had to reach out and grab him. Inbounding. They get it out front to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Marcus puts it on the deck. Gets underneath. Passes it off to Franken. Franken's shot is blocked by Unwamare. It'll be Dort basketball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Hopefully the defenders are aware of that. These are the situations where you sometimes lose track of where the shot clock is at. 10 to shoot now as they get it inbounded to Franken. Franken back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld will put it on the floor. Gets around his man. Reverse layup. Good. My initial impression is Doan will have a difficult time keeping up with some of Dort's forwards off the dribble. Just a matter of if you can get things spread out enough to take advantage. Lob pass to Unwamare. Unwamare gives it up Sykes. Sykes reverse layup. Good. They get it to the high post. Sykes streaks baseline, and the defender lead is 17-14. With a basketball, Van Langen across half court. Van Langen into the corner, back out front. Brunsting, open three, kicks it off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Tarjali. Tarjali to Sykes. Sykes with the basketball. Sykes with it. Doan calls for a set play. Tarjali, pass goes left side. Witters. Witters back to Sykes. Sykes. Hari. Hari. Tarjali. Tarjali, shot no good. Rebound Van Kickeriks. Kendrick with the basketball. Kendrick will take it across the timeline. Kendrick goes to Franken. Franken back to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner. Van Kickeriks. Another three. That one's no good. Rebound tap by Winterfeld, controlled by Sykes. Here comes Doan in transition. Sykes with the basketball. Sidesteps Winterfeld. Comes back to the top of the key. Out front, Hari. Hari with the basketball. Right side, Tarjali. Tarjali back to Sykes. Sykes. Left side pass to Witters. Turnaround in the lane. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting, and Brunsting is held on the play by Zach Witters. That'll be foul number two on Zach Witters. Franken stays on the floor. The other four starters for the defenders return. Bleeker, Gasink, Jansma, and Bussard all on the floor for the defenders. For the Tigers, Sykes, Larravee, Lopez, Hari, and Pauley. Left side pass, Bleeker, three. Off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. Bringing the ball up the floor is Sykes. Sykes with it on the wing. Defenders leading by three. Tigers with the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Shot from 17. Banking it in is Miguel Lopez. Lopez makes it 17-16. Defenders with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Jesse, nothing there. Retreats, gives it off. Back over to Gasink. Gasink with the ball, right side. Bleeker, Bleeker, Franken, Franken back to the basket. Franken loses it, kicks it back over to Bleeker, Bleeker, Franken, Franken 12-footer, step back good. Garrett Franken with 6 points, Dort leads 19-16. Doan basketball, down three. Pass through the lane, taken away by Jansma. Here comes Dort in transition. Jansma, right side, Bleeker. Bleeker's going to be called for steps. Turnover by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Well, this Doan team, 5-16 overall, 1-11 in the conference, but since the Christmas break, they've been much better, especially since getting beat pretty soundly by the defenders the first time around in Sioux Center. Gained some confidence. Pass goes right side, Lopez. Miguel Lopez out front, Dort up three right now, 9:14 remaining. First half, shot by Larravee, misses everything, and the rebound is saved in. No, Lopez steps on the end line, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, throwing it in will be Franken. Gets it across the timeline to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Stops, gets it back over to Franken. Franken to Gasink. Gasink with the ball. Gasink to Bleeker. Bleeker with it. Right elbow, Bussard. Bussard goes into the corner, Gasink. Gasink to Zach. Zach with a left hand rolls it in. Zach Bussard with 6 points. Defenders lead 21-16. Doan basketball. Lob pass down low. Lopez. Lopez gets free for a relatively easy two right around the hoop. Dort leads by three. 21-18. Bussard back over to Jansma. Jansma on the left side. Jansma nothing there. They bring two players. And stripped on the way up was Bussard, but stepping on the end line is Sykes. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Gasink. Gasink to trigger it. Bussard on the left block. Pops out to the corner. Gets it away to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma drives in. Shot. Draw some contact, no call made, finishes at the rim. Defenders lead by five, 23-18. Larravee in between the circles out front. Dribbles off to the left side. Dort switches off on the defense. Franken guarding him now. Pass goes over to Joe Burt. Burt with the basketball. Gives it up. Sullivan. Sullivan, right side. Now gets the return pass to Larravee. Larravee, head fake. Drops it underneath for Lopez. Lopez puts it up off of the glass. Good. Miguel Lopez with 6 points, averaging 9.6 points per game. Defenders lead 23-20. Both teams on offense pretty efficient thus far. Gaysink gets it to Bussard on the left elbow. Garrett Franken, three, short, no good. And the rebound taken away by Doan and Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball. Sullivan stops, gets it back outside. This is Larravee. Larravee to Joe Burt. Ball taken away by Franken with the steal. Franken back to Gaysink. Gaysink driving in, lays it up with the right hand. Finger roll good for Ben Gaysink. 25-20, defenders by five. Gaysink hustling back on defense after he hit the floor after the made layup. On the right-hand side with it is Sullivan. Lob pass down low, and Dort forces a turnover on defense. 6:55 remaining. Dustin Mara will check into the ballgame. Dort with the basketball, leading by 5, 25-20 here in the first half. Pass comes in to Gaysink. Gaysink brings the ball up with the left hand, picks up his dribble. Passes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker at the top of the key. Jansma. Jansma, left corner. Underneath Mara. Mara, kick out pass. Gaysink, extra pass. Bleeker, get in there. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lopez. So Bleeker's three-pointer, a good look. Just left it short. Rebound cleared. Here's Doan. Ball deflected out by Mara. Mara taps it away on the entry pass intended for Lopez. Then Langen will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Zach Bussard. So Zach Bussard on the floor. Larravee pass taken away by Mara. Mara gets it to Bleeker. Bleeker, one man to beat. Lace it up. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Good court awareness that time. Mara didn't try to do too much. Got the ball, handed it back over to Bleeker, and Bleeker in the open floor somehow is able to get the ball up to the rim, gave himself a chance, gets the shot to go, and with the three-point play opportunity on the way, the defenders take a seven-point lead, and the Tigers call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Cade Bleeker shooting a free throw for the three-point play, and the freshman from Sioux Center knocks it down. Dort leads 28-20, biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. 6:15 left to play in the half. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Down by eight are the Tigers. Pass right side Sullivan. Sullivan with it in the corner. Sullivan with the basketball over to Burt. Burt steps back beyond the three-point line. Now drives the lane, and the ball is deflected out. Ben Lingen got a hand on it. Then it glances off of Miguel Lopez. And the Dort defenders will have the basketball out of bound underneath the basket. Van Lingen to throw it in. Pressure defense applied here by Sullivan. One man press by Sullivan right now. Gaysink gets it across the timeline. Ben with a basketball. Picks up his dribble. Tough spot. Gets it to Bleeker. Goes left side Mara. Mara with a basketball. High post Van Lingen. Van Lingen puts it up off the glass. Off the glass. Off the rim. No good. And here comes Doan, and we've got, I think, Doan, couple players shaken up on the play. That was Pauly who was shaken up, and also a player over on the near sideline. Can't make out who that is at this point. Looks like favoring his left ankle, and I think that might be Anthony Larravee. Larravee. If it is Larravee, he's the leading scorer for the Doan Tigers, and it is. As he sits up, we can see the headband and number three. And he will be helped off of the floor, favoring the left ankle. Players checking in for the Tigers. That will be Sykes and Tarjali. So Doan trailing by eight. Anthony Larravee shaken up on the play, and I did not see what happened there. But you had Pauly. He came out holding his chin. And Larrabee checks out of the ballgame as well, favoring that left ankle. So Larrabee left with about 5:30 left. We'll make that notation. Shot on the way by Burt. Burt in and out, no good. Shot up by Lopez, but Lopez, they say, fouled on the play, and that's going to be against Cade Bleeker. And for Cade, that's foul number one. So Lopez will shoot two. Lopez is a 63% free throw shooter. He's got 6 points already, does the 6'5 junior. Wears number 23, averaging 9.6 points per game. First free throw is up and through. He's got another one on the way. That stops the run of points for the defenders at 5. 28-21 pending another free throw. 5:15 left to play, first half. Second free throw by Lopez, good as well. It's 28-22. 8 points for Lopez. And here come the defenders. Bringing the basketball up is Gaysink. Gaysink picked his dribble up. And they're going to call Gaysink for an over and back violation as he pivoted, stepped on the half court stripe. And it'll be a turnover against the defenders. And Doan now with an opportunity to cut further into what was an 8-point lead. They trail by 6 right now, 28-22. So the little bit of momentum Dort had, now they've got to fight to get it back. Tiger basketball. Off the dribble, Sullivan. Sullivan, shot blocked by Mara. So Dustin Mara whistled for the foul. They say he got him with the body. And it was definitely not up top, but contact called on the shot. And Tyler Sullivan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Sullivan, good. He's got another one on the way. So checking into the ballgame is Winterfeld. Also checking in is Chandler Brunsting. Bleeker checks out. Gaysink checks out. So a second free throw on the way for Sullivan, a 90% free throw shooter, and he misses that one badly. That's a rarity. He was 18 of 20, 19 of 21 actually, coming into at that point. Misses the free throw, though, and that one wasn't close. Winterfeld passes right side, Benkikarix, and Benkikarix tries an entry pass to Van Langen, and the ball tapped away from behind. Throwing the ball in will be Brunsting. Dort up moments ago, 28-20. Doan called the timeout. Since then, they've scored three in a row. Pass comes in right side, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen puts it up, draws some contact, and you knew that was coming. Miguel Lopez whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Neither team is in the bonus yet. Dort will be on the next foul shot. This is a two-shot free throw situation. First free throw on the way for the senior from Sioux Center. No good. Second one on the way for Van Langen. 28-23 our score. 4:33 remaining in the first half. Second free throw by Van Langen is good. So Langer makes one of two. And the defenders lead at 29-23. Doan basketball, right side Sullivan, into the corner, Sykes. Sykes with the basketball, working it. Pass right side Sullivan. Sullivan back to Sykes. Lob pass over the top, Lopez. Gives to Tarjali. Tarjali off the glass, good. Fahad Tarjali with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 29-25. Bringing the basketball up is Van Langen. Van Langen looking. Passes out front, Benkikarix. Kendrick, left side, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, back out front, Van Langen. Van Langen, three, good. Josh Van Langen with the three-point basket. The second three of the day made by the defenders. Dort back in front, 32-25. Sullivan with the basketball, 3:45 remaining first half. Sykes, left side pass to Burt. Burt, Sullivan. Sullivan back to Joe Burt. Joe Burt in traffic. Back to Tarjali. Tarjali, three, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld. Marcus with the basketball over to Mara. He doesn't want it. Gives it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Marcus out front, Van Langen. Another one, is he feeling it? No. Rebound tapped, and it's down on the floor. Still on the floor, and they're going to call a foul on Dustin Mara. Dustin Mara is going to be called for the foul, and that's number two on Dustin Mara. Garrett Franken checks into the ball game. That's team foul number five on the defenders. Doan Tigers to throw the ball in. 32-25, and Bussard will check into the ballgame. Van Langen will check out. On the floor for the defenders, here's your reset. Jansma Frank and Winterfeld, Bussard, and Brunsting. Doan basketball. That is Sykes. Sykes gets the return pass in the right corner. His team down seven. Sykes passes right side Burt. They feed it down low. Lopez back to Sullivan, 12 to shoot. Driving in is Sykes, and a reach-in foul called on the defenders. Let's see who they're going to call it on. And the foul called on Dortch, Garrett Franken. They're going to say foul came before the shot, so both teams sitting at six now. So Doan will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Both teams sitting at 16 fouls now. Throwing the ball in. They get it in to Lopez. Miguel Lopez swinging around right side. Lopez, turnaround. No good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Here comes Dort. Dort up by seven. Jesse Jansma across half court. Defenders with it. Left side pass, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, bus. Bus slams it down. Now the old man still has it. 8 points for Bussard. Dort with a slam dunk by Buss. Dort up now by nine, 34-25. With the basketball out front, Max Mason. Mason seeing his first play today. With it on the left side, this is Sullivan. Sullivan to Mason. Mason on the right wing. Mason back to Sykes. Sykes, three, rattles it in. Sykes with the three, averaging 6.9 points per game. He's got eight today. Dort leads 34-28. Jansma trying to throw the entry pass for Bussard. Ball ends up in the stands, top row bleachers, and it makes its way down to the sideline where Marcus Winterfeld will be inbounding with 2:04 remaining, and Anthony Larrivee is back in the ballgame. So Larrivee checks in after checking out with a twisted ankle at the 5:30 mark. Looks like he's good to go, though. Right side, Franken. Franken with it, gives it back over to Jansma. Jansma, Franken underneath, goes to Bussard. Zach with the basketball. Zach, short shot, can't get it to go, and the rebound is tipped, controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball, chance to cut into the lead. That's at six right now. Out front is Larrivee. Larrivee, left side. This is Mason. Mason, left side back to Larrivee. Larrivee with it at the top of the key. Larrivee on the wing. Pass goes down low. Unwamare. Unwamare missed it. Rebound taken away by the defenders. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Buss. Buss with the basketball. Gives it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting gets the return pass from Jansma. And Chandler Brunsting with a two-point basket. Dort leads 36-28. 1:11 remaining. First half of play. See if the defenders can get a stop here. Pretty critical time. And Unwamare on the battle for post position is called for a foul. Zach Bussard draws that foul on Unwamare, and for Unwamare, that is foul number two. Defender basketball up 36-28. Pauly checks in. Unwamare checks out. Throwing the ball in is Franken. Franken with the basketball gets it in to Jansma. Jansma back over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. 5 seconds to get it across, and they do. Out front with the basketball is Brunsting. Calls for a set play at the center jump circle. Comes back to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken right side Brunsting. Brunsting back to Garrett. Left side Jansma on the wing. Jansma puts it on the deck. Seven to shoot. Now six. Jesse in traffic. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jesse Jansma with the three-point play opportunity as Jansma draws the foul on Doan's Max Mason. And for Mason, that is foul number one. Checking into the contest for Doan will be Jackson Hari. Checking out is Max Mason. Jansma with a chance to give Dort an 11-point lead pending this free throw. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity, and Jansma rolls it home. Jansma with five first-half points. Dort leads 39-28. Zach Bussard checks into the ballgame. Doan basketball. Well, you get a stop here, you might get another good shot if you're Dort. Driving in is, well, so much for the stop. Isaiah Sykes, a blow by. He's got 10. Dort leads 39-30, and now Dort has the basketball. Two-second difference, shot clock and game clock. 21 on the game clock. They give it to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma gives it to Mara. Mara back over to Jansma. Jansma, Mara. Mara, Franken. Franken, shot good. Franken with a two-point basket. He's got 8. Brooke quickly up the floor. Larrivee. Larrivee under pressure. Hits the 3. That was not badly defended, but Larrivee knocks it down. Larrivee with the 3 to make it 41-33 at the half. Tough shot by Larrivee. 3 defenders right around him, and he was able to make the shot. So much for the bum ankle. Anthony Larrivee with the 3. He closes the half with that bucket. He's got 10 points now, and we go to the locker room with Dort leading 41-33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're still a little ways away from the start of the second half. Let's quickly take a look at the numbers. The defenders, 18 of 31 from the floor, 2 of 11 on threes, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 58% from the floor, 18% on threes, 75% from the free throw line. For the Tigers, 12 of 24 from the floor, 50%, 38% from the three-point line, 3 of 8, and 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 86%. Dort has a 15-11 rebounding edge. Doan's turned it over 10 times. Dort has turned it over 7 times. The defenders are led in scoring by Ben Gasink and Zach Bussard with 8 points each. Josh Van Langen has 6, 5 for Jesse Jansma, and then 3 for Cade Bleeker, 2 for Ben Gasink, 2 for Marcus Winterfeld, 2 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Kendrick Van Kickericks, and 2 for Dustin Mara for their total of 41. For the Tigers, not spread out as much. Isaiah Sykes and Anthony Larrivee with 10 points each. Miguel Lopez has 8, 2 for Joe Burt, 2 for Fahad Tarjali, and 1 for Tyler Sullivan for their total of 33. The defenders are led in rebounding by two different players with 2 rebounds, Zach Bussard and Jesse Jansma. There have been 6 team rebounds in this one. For the Doan Tigers, they are led in rebounding by Miguel Lopez with 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second half of play right after this. Second half of play on the way. Anthony Larrivee will be inbounding to Isaiah Sykes, and we'll get underway with the second half of today's contest. Dort leading 41-33. And Isaiah Sykes will take it across half court, and we are underway with basketball. Right side pass over to Lopez. Lopez swing it to Joe Burt. Burt on the left wing. Joe Burt back to Sykes. Sykes with it on the right side. Sykes and Larrivee combining for 20 first half points. Joe Burt beyond the three-point line. They look for the backdoor cut. This is Larrivee. Larrivee guarded by Jansma. Jansma faked up into the air, and Larrivee hits a high arcer. He's got 12, and the defender lead is 41-35. Larrivee, degree of difficulty high on his last two shots. Beats the buzzer at the start of at the end of the first half, and then hits a toughly contested 15-footer from the elbow to start the second half. Pass goes to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lopez. Lopez gets it to Sykes, and Sykes will take it across half court. Sykes, right side, Lopez, Dort leading 41-35. Doan, though, is on a 5-0 run spanning the end of the first half and the start of the second half. Larrivee with it on the right side. Ball deflected, picked up by Lopez. Lopez to Sykes. Sykes floats it up over the top. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort was up 11, 41-30. They're also up 11 at 39-28. But then Doan hit the last, got that three-point shot at the buzzer. Franken's pass deflected. Dort across the timeline. Jansma back over to Franken. Right side Bleeker. Bleeker shovels it back outside Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma tries to lob it down low, intended for Bussard. And fronting the post that time was Pauling. And Doan forces a turnover. Right side of the basketball. They give it up out front. Backdoor cut. Reverse layup for Burt. Joe Burt with 2 points. He's got four. Defenders lead 41-37. This one's going to be a battle yet. 2 minutes into the second half. And Doan has cut the lead down to four. With the basketball, Gasing. Doan in a 2-3 zone. Pass right side, Jansma. Jansma, left side, Gasing. Gasing into the corner, Bleeker. Three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Dort has gone cold from the three-point line. Sykes will drive in. He lost it. Picks it back up. Back to Larrivee. Doan trailing 41-37. With it on the right side, Larrivee. Larrivee in between the circles. Goes back to Burt. Burt lob pass down low. Tried to time it out on a backdoor cut, and it's tipped away by the defenders and then tipped out by Sykes. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort has not scored here in the second half. 41-37 our score. Over 2.5 minutes into the second half. Franken across the half-court line against Sykes. Back over to Gasing. Gasing with it. Splits the defense. Draws some contact, no call made, then gets the offensive rebound and is fouled on that. And now the defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasing got hit pretty hard on that finger roll try. No call came, though. Pass in to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, fresh 20 for the defenders to work with. Jansma to Buss. Buss, Gasing. Gasing, three, good. Ben knocks down the three, his second field goal. He's got five, and the defenders lead 44-37. So the lid comes off of the basket. 3 minutes into the second half for the defenders. They lead 44-37. Larrivee, high post. Pauly, right side. Sykes. Sykes, three. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound. Chased down by Bleeker, and Bleeker has it tipped away from him. And Cade Bleeker gets the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds, last touched by Doan. It will be Dort basketball. Dort with a chance to build on the seven-point lead. Ben Gasink will take it across half court. Gasink into the corner. Jansma, three. Yes! Jesse Jansma with eight. Defenders. Jesse Jansma knocks down his three. Struggled from the floor against Jamestown. Comes back, knocks down a three here. He's got eight, and the defender lead is back to 10. Larrivee looking for the pass. Instead, it's Burt going to Hari, and we've got a foul called against Doan. That's going to go on Lopez. Miguel Lopez whistled for the personal foul. That's number two on him. Dort with the basketball. This is Gasink working against Sykes. Ben with the basketball. Comes back over to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Threads the needle into Franken. Franken in the lane. Hook shot right hand. Good. Garrett Franken with 10 points. 49-37. Defenders with their biggest lead of the contest. Doan will bring it across the timeline. Sykes back to Larrivee. Larrivee looks for Burt. Burt with it on the wing. Burt, they dump it down low. Shot, no good. Franken on the help defense. And Garen Pauly will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Pauly. Dort up by a dozen. 49-37. Pauly, a 51% free throw shooter. That one rattles out, no good. A second free throw coming. So Pauly eyes it and misses that one. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Gives it off to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse across half court. Passes over to Franken. Franken to Van Langen. Van Langen, top of the key. Van Langen hands it back to Jansma. Jansma straight on three. Yeah. Three-point bucket by Jansma straight on. 52-37. Defenders by 15. 15-10 remaining, and the Doan Tigers call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort with a little momentum. Doan using the timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 52-37. 15:08 remaining in this contest. That's in regulation. Wasn't that long ago Dort was struggling to get the ball through the hoop. Took them 3 minutes to get their first points of the second half, but now they've got it going a little bit. Shot in the lane. Kicking it off of the glass is good by Hari. Hari with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 52-239. Gasink across half court. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Mara. Mara with it on the left wing. Back to Jesse. Jesse, three. Short, no good that time. Rebound taken away by Larrabee. Larrabee with the basketball on the right side. He'll try to bring his team back. Passes it back out front. Hari. Hari on the wing to Burt. Burt puts it on the deck with the left hand. Back to Larrabee. Larrabee with it. Larrabee down to the baseline. Tough shot, short, no good. Rebound deflected. It's down on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball called no. It's Larrabee, and now we have a timeout on the floor, and Doan has just burned their fourth timeout with 14-14 remaining in this contest. So timeout charged to Doan. They now have 2:30s remaining, and I understand trying to save the possession, but with 14-14 remaining, you're probably willing to sacrifice the alternating possession to keep that timeout. As it is, timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. Back with more after this. Lit. Doan inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass on the left wing to Joe Burt. Burt gives to Larrabee. Larrabee in the corner. Doored up by 13 right now. Larrabee driving. Kicks it into the corner. And it's stolen away by Brunsting. Brunsting ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a basketball on the left wing attacking. Feeds the trailer Van Langen. Van Langen floater in the lane is good. Josh Van Langen. Two-point bucket. He's got eight. Coming off a 15-point outburst against Jamestown. Steal by the defenders. Get it ahead Mara. The trailer Van Langen. Van Langen blocked on the play. Back we go the other way, 54-39, defenders still up 15, unable to convert on that end. Doan with the basketball, Larrabee. Larrabee trying to slip, unable to do so, gets it back over to Burt. Burt, three, long three, off the heel, no good. Long shot, long rebound. Here's Hari. Hari in the lane, taken away by the defenders and Van Langen. Van Langen will bring it up court himself, and Josh takes it across half court, goes right side back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Mara. Mara underneath Van Langen. Van Langen stripped on the way up, and here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. 13 minutes remaining. Dort still with a 15-point lead. Driving in is Sykes. Sykes, shot blocked, but a foul on the play. We'll see who the foul goes on. They're going to call that on Chandler Brunsting. And Chandler Brunsting whistled for his first personal. Team foul number two. Two free throws on the way for Isaiah Sykes. He is a 46% free throw shooter this year, 17 of 37 entering the game. And that one looks like 100%. He knocks it down, 54-40. Well, hopefully we don't get to the end of this ball game and look back on that sequence where Dort had a couple of opportunities to really get some separation. I mean serious separation. And we're unable to do so. Second free throw on the way by Sykes is off the rim, no good. 54-40, Dort by 14. Into the front court is Brunsting, 12:50 and counting. Pass into the corner of Nkikorix, back to Chandler. Rifles it underneath to Bussard. Now back to Nkikorix. Nkikorix, his shot missed, taken away by Winterfeld, and he got stripped. Back over to Larrabee. Larrabee, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Here we go, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Marcus into the front court, trying to feed it underneath to Nkikorix, and the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Dort with a 14-point lead, 54-40. Well, neither team able to get anything going the last 90 seconds or so. Dort's had some chances, and Doan's been able to survive it. Pass out front, Winterfeld into the corner, Vinkickerix. Vinkickerix, Bussard. Bussard muscles it up, and Zach is fouled on the play. Zach will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He was fouled on the play by Tarjali. That's foul number one on Tarjali. First time these two teams played, it was Zach Bussard's first game back after recovering from injury. Scored 4 points. He's got eight today. Misses that free throw. He's got another one coming. Have not had many free throws shot in this ball game. I don't think either team reached the bonus in the first half. Second free throw, no good, and we've got a push on the rebound. That's going to go on Marcus. So the defender's unable to convert on the free throws. Lead remains 54-40. 12-18, make that 12-16 left to go in the contest. Doan with the basketball, Sykes. Sykes gives to Larrivee, backdoor cut. Larrivee on the baseline, he's got 14. 54-42, defenders in front by a dozen. Back it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it back over to Franken. Franken to Brunsting. Brunsting right side, Vinkickerix. Vinkickerix out front. Franken three off the side of the iron. No good. And now Dort a little bit cold from the field. Let's see if Doan is able to cut the lead back to single digits with a three. Dort leading by 12 right now. Sykes throws it right side over to Burt as he stumbles. Burt with the basketball. Burt up in the air. Right side Sykes. Sykes underneath Tarjali. Tarjali against Franken. Tarjali off the glass with a left hand. He's got four. Back to a 10-point ball game. That was after Dort had a chance to get up 17. Unable to do so. Now a turnover by the defenders. Now a turnover back. Vinkickerix comes away with it. And Vinkickerix is held on the play. Foul goes on the Tigers and number 22, Jackson Hari. That's team foul number four on the Tigers in this half. Jesse Jansma will be inbounding the basketball. Chandler Brunsting gets the inbounds pass. 11:15 and counting. Pass comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting. Bounce pass, Franken into the corner. Underneath now, Bussard. Bussard pinned under the basket. Muscles it up. Good. Zach Bussard can't get called for a 3 seconds call when you have the basketball, and he simply muscles it up. Dort leads 56-44. Doan basketball, Burt. Burt, 17 feet from the hoop. Back over to Sykes. Sykes, in and out, no good. Buss climbs the ladder and takes it down. Zach Bussard with the rebound, gives it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Jansma. Jansma looking underneath. Jansma gives into the corner, Franken back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Buss. Buss again position, and he's fouled. Defender's able to spread that zone out. Buss able to get a seal, and he's fouled. Let's see if Zach can go to the free throw line and knock down one or two. Dort leading 56-44, 10:30 remaining in this contest. Free throw on the way by Buss. No good. Misses it. 67% free throw shooter, but not helping his cause here. That foul, by the way, was charged to Jackson Hari, number two on him. Another free throw on the way for Zach Bussard. And that one's up, and that one rolls around and won't fall through. Buss struggling from the free throw line. He's 0-4 today now. 10 points for Bussard. Dort leading by 12. 56-44. Pass left side, Zach Witters. Witters over the basketball. Witters left side, Hari. Hari, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Here comes Dort. Dort with an advantage now with both Sykes and Larrivee on the bench. Pass goes underneath for Buss, and all they're going to do is hack him. They're going to make him earn it from the free throw line, so Zach's got to start making some free throws. Is not a bad strategy. Make him go to the free throw line and earn it. He's going to make about 100% from two-foot area. That one's up and through. Got to make that first one. Let's see if he can make it two in a row now. 57-44 pending a free throw. 10 minutes left to go in the contest. Dort leading by a baker's dozen. Second free throw for the senior from Papillion, Nebraska. It's up and good. Just needed to measure a couple out. Gets it to go. He's got 12. Defenders lead 58-44. Timeout on the floor. Defenders, their first timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. From the Haddock Center in Crete, Nebraska, Dort leads 58-44, as I'm going to call it from here on out, unless things change. The ice box. My goodness, it's cold in here. Doan bringing the basketball up. Most people still wearing their jackets. It's a chilly one inside. Pass goes right side. This is Zach Witters. Witters for the basketball. Dort going to his own defense here. Doan looking to solve it. Tyler Sullivan with the basketball. Dort in a 2-3. Out front, Sullivan. Sullivan with the ball. Left side pass to Hari. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Gaysink. Gaysink has it stripped away, and they throw it down. Jackson Hari. Hari with four. Dort leads 58-46. Pass goes into Franken. Franken shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. 9:15 and counting. Ball game. Left side pass with it is Witters. Witters driving down to the baseline. Gives it up. And they call a foul before the shot. Foul's going to go on Zach Bussard before the shot. That is foul number four on the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Witters. Bussard will check out. Van Langen is in. Dort leading by a dozen, 58-46. Doan inbounding. They get it into Onwamare. Onwamare to Sullivan. Sullivan off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Gaysink. Gaysink of the basketball. Gaysink feeds the trailer Franken. Back to Van Langen. Van Langen sizes up a three, short, no good. Rebound Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken three, no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen two, no good. And the defenders, three great looks at it. One of them from really close, unable to convert. And Doan goes back the other way, still down 12. 58-46. Steal by Winterfeld. It's tipped away by Lopez. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, Miguel Lopez does not hide his emotions well. High energy. Lots of emotion. He felt that that one was off of a Dort player. Over near the Doan bench. Strength in numbers. He was... And the Dort defenders will inbound the basketball. Franken to throw it in. Franken gets it in. Jansma. Jansma to Gaysink. Here comes Dort. Gaysink with it, driving. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though, cleared by Lopez. Lopez for the basketball. Lopez, Onwamare. Onwamare with a slam dunk. Onwamare makes it a 10-point ball game, 58-48. Defenders with some chances to convert and unable to do so. Gaysink with the basketball, working it up against Zach Witters. Pass out front to Franken. Franken tries to lob it underneath. It's taken back by Van Langen. Three by Jansma, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan inbounding the basketball. Up 10 are the defenders, and here come the Tigers. Gut check time for the defenders as Doan trying to rally. They give it to Miguel Lopez. Lopez, kick out pass, Onwamare. Onwamare underneath against Van Langen, and Van Langen blocks it. It's taken back by the defenders. Now Gaysink. Gaysink will bring it up against Witters. Gaysink across half court, and Gaysink with it. Gaysink still has the dribble. And a foul on the play called on Witters. They're finally going to call a hold on Witters. And Coach Brian Van Haften not happy in the least with what has transpired here recently. Ben Gaysink will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So the defenders, 5 points. Ben Gasink will shoot a 1-1. 58-48, defenders by 10, and Gasink free throw too long, no good. Going to have to do some defense. Get it done there. Out front with the basketball. Got one out here. Sullivan passes over to Larrivee. Larrivee to Unwamare. Unwamare over the basketball. Back over to Larrivee. Larrivee, left side, throws it away. Dort gets it back on a turnover. 58-48, 7:04 remaining. Frustrations run high. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. Dort basketball, when we resume play. Tigers trying to play it pretty physically in the backcourt. We'll see if that continues here. Dort not making their free throws consistently here in the second half. Defenders just 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Ben Gasink in the backcourt. He's being guarded by Tyler Sullivan. Gasink with the basketball up the right sideline. They'll bring a double team. Pass back over to Franken. Dort needs a basket, leading by 10. 58-48. Gone a while without scoring again. Jansma with it. Bounces it down low. Van Langen back out front. Jesse. Jesse ball fake. Tries to throw it back over to Franken, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort by 10 with a basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. 6:42 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in. They get it into Gasing. 8 to shoot. Now 7. Driving in. Van Langen back to Cade. 3. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Dort still up. Dort still in control. Just having trouble getting shots to go right now. Doan with the basketball. They lob it down low for Lopez. He lost it. Dribble. Out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. 6:19 remaining. Dustin Mara is going to check into the ballgame. Dustin, 2 fouls so far, so he's got some fouls to give. Garrett Franken will get a quick breather. 58-48, defenders for the basketball. Gasink will bring it up the floor against Sullivan. Gasink across half court at the free throw line, stops, gives it back to Mara. Mara to Jansma. Jansma drives in, creates in the air, 2-point basket, good. He's got 13, Dort up 60-48. Feels a little bit closer than that, though. Doan with some dangerous players. You got Sykes and Larrivee who can get it going once they get rolling. This is Sullivan. Sullivan back to Larrivee. Larrivee puts it on the deck against Jansma, down to the baseline, cut off, gives it up, Unwamare. Unwamare fouled on the play by Mara. So Unwamare will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Shakuti Unwamare, a 45% free throw shooter. He'll try to get Doan back to within 10. 60-48 right now. Dort by a dozen. Feels a lot closer than that, though. So Unwamare, who has not taken a free throw today, 26 of 58 this season. First free throw on the way is up. That one's off the heel. No good. Another one on the way. Zach Bussard's going to check into the ballgame. Checking out Josh Van Langen. Get to this point of the game, the rotations and times played get shorter. Franken is in. And checking out of the ballgame is Dustin Mara. Second free throw on the way for Shakuti Unwamare. This one's up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, gives it back over to Gasing. Gasing with the ball up the left, back up the left sideline with it. Finally commits to it, gets it over to Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Franken with the ball. Dort trying to get some action. Right side, a little misdirection. No, left side, it comes back over to Franken. Franken to Gasing. Gasing with the ball, 9 to shoot. 5:19 left in the game. Franken posting up. Franken puts it up, short shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Doan as Tyler Sullivan was able to hold his ground. And here comes Sullivan with the basketball. We approach the 5-minute mark. Right side, Shakuti Unwamare. He goes back left over to Witters. Witters throws it up for grabs to Sullivan. Sullivan to Larrivee. Larrivee, 3, right wing, good. Larrivee with the 3, back to a 9-point ball game, 60-51. 4:45 and counting. Here in the ballgame, Gaysink with the basketball, back over to Jansma. Jansma looking down low, feeds it to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball against Unwamare. Bussard with the left hand. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Unwamare whistled for the personal foul. I have that as number three on him. So that is foul number three on Unwamare. Two free throws on the way for Bussard. New players waiting to check into the game. Sykes will be checking in for Doan. For Dort, it'll be Brunsting and Winterfeld. And Bussard makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. It's back to a 10-point ball game. 61-51, 4:34 left to go in this contest. Winding our way to the finish line. Second free throw on the way. He is up by Buss, and that one is no good. It's a 10-point ball game, 61-51. Long pass to Larrabee. Larrabee down to the baseline. His jumper is good. Anthony Larrabee with another 2-9 in the second half. 19 for the ball game. Dort leads 61-53. Chandler Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting picks up his dribble. Looking, gets it away right side Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. 17 on the shot clock. Out front it goes Franken. Franken to Marcus. Marcus with the basketball. Jansma looking for a ball screen. They slip the screen. 7 to shoot. 4 minutes left in the game. Here is Franken. Franken, turnaround, no good. But there for the putback is Marcus Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld climbs the ladder, gets the stick back. Dort Lee, it's 63-53. 3:55 remaining in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Doan basketball after the Dort timeout. Dort's got 4 in the pocket. Doan has 2 remaining. Doan with the basketball. They feed it left side. 3:40 and counting. Larrabee, top of the key, 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Lopez. Dort forces it loose, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball, and I think this one's going to get overruled, and it probably should. Kurt Spalmer will come in and say it's last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball, and that, to me, looked like the right call. Dort, 63-53, 3:39 left to play in the game. Throwing the ball in, they get it in over the top. This is Hari. Hari to Larrabee. Larrabee working against Jansma. Larrabee back to Hari. Hari puts it up. Shot is blocked by Winterfeld. Marcus Winterfeld whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on him. And Pauly will go to the free throw line where he is 0 of 2 today. So free throw on the way for Pauly. Winterfeld got called for that foul. Pauly's free throw rims around and falls through. It's a 50% free throw shooter. A second free throw on the way for Pauly. Garin Pauly, 6'5 senior from Omaha, Nebraska. That one's up and off the heel, no good. And rebound is tracked down by Bussard. Dort leads 63-54, and a hold called in the backcourt on the Tigers. Miguel Lopez whistled for the personal. And for Lopez, that is number 3. 3:26 remaining. And a 1-1 on the way for Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with 2 points. Dort with a 9-point lead can extend it back to 11. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound cleared by Doan. Doan with a chance. 3:20 remaining. Larrabee with the basketball. Larrabee's going to stop. Pass right side Sykes. Sykes back to Larrabee playing a two-man game. Larrabee jumper 17. Good. Another 2 for Larrabee. Larrabee with 21. Defenders lead 63-56. Jansma has 3 players around him. Steps through the trap. And the ball taken away by Doan. Larrabee, shot, good. Larrabee, able to get into the lane, finishes, and the defenders lead 63-58. Drop it off, Bussard. Bussard is fouled on the play by Lopez, and Lopez is whistled for foul number 4. Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 63-58, defenders by 5, and the defenders just got to fight through. Got to fight. Free throw on the way for Bussard is up and no good. Another free throw on the way for Zach Bussard. Trying to make it a six-point ball game again, 63-58. This one's up and good. So Buss makes one of two. It's 4 of 10 now from the free throw line. Defenders lead 64-58. Don't know the basketball. This is Isaiah Sykes. Sykes. They come back to Larrabee. Larrabee pull up three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting to Bussard. Hands it back over to Winterfeld. Dort will take it across the timeline. Marcus with the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Joe Burt. And things getting a little testy. Chris Ladwig has had just about enough. Brian Van Haften electing to let it ride. And at this point, that is a wise decision in my estimation. ...65-58, defenders up by 7, now 8 as Marcus Winterfeld makes both free throws. Got to keep battling if you're the defenders. Winterfeld has 6, Dort leads by 8, 66-58, 2:20 remaining. Out front with the basketball, Larrabee. Larrabee poked away by Brunsting. Larrabee, right side, Lopez. Lopez, 3, no good. Rebound taken down, and we've got a three-point play opportunity for the Tigers on a foul called against Marcus Winterfeld. Who got the shot to go? That was Joe Burt. Burt with a three-point play opportunity. 66-60. Defenders by 6, pending a free throw by Burt. Burt, a 36% free throw shooter, makes that one. Burt now with 7. And the defender lead is 5 again, 66-61, 2:07 remaining in this contest that can't end soon enough. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. The defenders with a 5-point lead, 66-61. Jesse Jansma up to Brunsting. Brunsting gets it over left side Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play, and it is going to get tight now. A foul on the play called on the Tigers. That's going to go on Garen Pauly, and for Pauly, that is number 3. Officials had a conference during that timeout. Free throw on the way for Winterfeld, 2 of them. First one up and good for Marcus. Marcus has 7 points. Winterfeld, a 76% free throw shooter, 3 for 3 today. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well, so Marcus makes them both. Dort leads 68-61. Doan basketball, bringing it across the timeline. Sykes, 1:50 left to go and counting. Sykes with it on the wing. Sykes back out front, Larrabee. Larrabee guarded by Jansma, and a reach-in foul called on the defenders. And Larrabee will go to the free throw line. A reach-in foul called on Garrett Franken. Franken whistled for foul number 2. So Larrabee to the free throw line. He's an 81% free throw shooter. 13 points in the second half for Larrabee. And he makes that one. 14 now, 68-62. Pending another free throw. 1:44 remaining. So 23 seconds have ticked off of the clock since Dort used it since that timeout. Larrabee makes both free throws. He's got 25, and the defenders, Jansma, gets it ahead to Franken. Franken back to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld has it out front, gets it away to Franken. Franken uses his dribble, 12 to shoot. And a foul on the play called on Sykes. Isaiah Sykes called for the personal foul. Marcus Winterfeld will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2. There's 1:25 remaining. ...68-63 defenders. Winterfeld, free throw, up and good. Marcus, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 1:25 remaining in the contest. Checking out of the ball game for Doan is Pauling. Checking in is Witters. A second free throw on the way. The junior from Sioux Center, and Winterfeld buries that one, 70-63. Marcus, 6 for 6 from the charity stripe. 1:22 and counting. Larrabee, 3, got it. Larrabee, long 3, right wing. And right now, it's like throwing a golf ball in a bushel basket. Winterfeld up to Jansma. Underneath, Bleeker. Bleeker, reverse layup, good. Kate Bleeker off the give. Dort leads, 72-66. 6-point lead for the defenders, under a minute to go. Need one stop. Sykes with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Reverses it. Back out front, Larrabee. Yep, he's got it. No, rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball, and Winterfeld is held on the play. And Marcus will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two more free throws. So there's the stop you wanted if you're the defenders. 72-66, defenders leading by 6. So two free throws on the way for Marcus, trying to extend this back to a 3-possession ball game. So Winterfeld, who is 6 of 6 today, has 10 points by my count, misses that one. So he's 6 of 7 now from the free throw line. This is a big one. Put you up by 3 possessions, 45 seconds remaining. Second free throw by Winterfeld is up and good. It's 73-66. With the basketball, Larrabee. Larrabee, left side pass, 3, good. Witters makes the 3. So Zach Witters with the triple, and the Dort lead is 73-69. Defenders trying to hang on. 32 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort leading 73-69. Doan has used their final timeout. And Doan will defend as Dort inbounds. And now the buzzer sounds. Garrett Franken will inbound the basketball. Winterfeld, Brunsting, Bleeker, Jansma on the floor. And they get the ball inbounded. Here's Jansma. Jansma in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Bleeker. Bleeker over to Winterfeld. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Winterfeld beats the clock, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Joe Burt. We must be closing in on February. Everybody a little more tense. Wins so hard to come by. And when you feel, and for this Doan team, it has been a challenge all year. They've played well in January, though. Forced Northwestern to a double overtime here. Winterfeld is fouled on the play. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Bangs that one down. He's got another one on the way. Could make it a 6-point ball game. Doan, a very deceptive 1-11. If they're the poorest team in the conference, and by records they are, pretty strong conference in terms of competition from top to bottom. Second free throw on the way for Winterfeld. In and out, no good. It's a 5-point ball game, 20 seconds and counting. Doan's out of timeouts. They bring the ball into the front court. Sykes. Sykes with it. They run a special for Larrabee. Larrabee with it out front. They're going to double team him, and he throws it away. It's Cade Bleeker in the backcourt. Gives it back over to Winterfeld. 9.4 seconds left, and I think Dort's going to survive it. Make both free throws here, Caden, and it will be done. 5 points for Cade Bleeker tonight. 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Doan's out of timeouts. Dort has 3 remaining. Dort with a 5-point lead. 9.4 ticks of the clock remaining. Cade Bleeker, the freshman, 84% free throw shooter, halfway down, pops back out. It has been that kind of day. Get in and get out of here. 74-69. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Dort calls for a timeout, leading 75-69. So Cade makes one of two. He's got six. Dort calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the final 9.4 or so right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This is Sykes into the front court. 6 seconds remaining. Larrabee out front. Bounces it for Miguel Lopez. Misses the three. Rims off, and that's the ball game. 75-69. The defenders survive. They win by six of the Doan Tigers. The Dort defenders win a pair this week. It wasn't easy by any means, but Dort gets it done as they improve in the league to 8-6, 17-7 overall. Doan falls to 1-12 and 5-17. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. The defenders survive one, and Coach Brian Van Haften, I didn't know if you were going to come out of the locker room. I thought maybe you'd just head straight to the bus and get in and get out of here. But a hard-fought win today over a Doan Tiger team, and you look at the record, you say 1-11, but this is a very dangerous team, and they have played many teams tough here in January. They've kind of adjusted how they played, and they gave you everything you wanted here today, but your guys responded down the stretch, took care of things, six-point win.
Yeah, the guys did a really nice job of handling themselves late in the game and made some free throws there in a row that really helped us out and got just enough stops. I mean, I thought they made a lot of shots out there tonight, and Anthony Larrabee is a really nice player. What do you have, 28 tonight? I didn't think it was that bad. I thought we guarded him pretty well, but he let it fly and did a nice job out there. It was good to see us just only have 13 turnovers because it was just a warfare out there tonight. And I thought our guys handled it really well tonight. We weren't able to run some of our sets because they're pressuring us all over the place. And our guys did a nice job of finding the open man on the backside and getting some easy ones once in a while.
Got a little bit of breathing room, knocked down some outside shots, but it was so hard to get in a rhythm, it seemed, tonight because Doan, like you said, pressured, just couldn't find that rhythm on the outside shot. Made a few, though, in the second half.
Yeah, Jesse made a couple there in a row that helped us out a lot. Ben made one, and, the guys, you're right. I mean, when you're pressuring all over the place like those guys are doing, man, it makes it really difficult to play the game sometimes, and I thought Doan did a really nice job. But credit to our guys for hanging in there. We didn't shoot the free throws very well in the middle of the second half there. They kind of let them get back in the game a little bit. But overall, we did a really nice job the last 3 minutes. I'm proud of our guys.
Pretty clear that partway through the second half they were going to make Zach go to the free throw line and earn it because they weren't stopping him when he got it in the block. He was 5 of 6 from the floor.
No, they had to foul him. And it's just one of those nights where you happen to miss them tonight, or at least missed a few of them. And our guys, we stepped up. Marcus is the guy who really hit the big free throws tonight. See, he went 8 for 10. I think he just missed one of those free throws down the stretch, maybe he missed a couple. But that was big for us tonight. If not, boy, that game is going to be in the balance.
He's an awfully good player to be bringing off of the bench, a very valuable weapon in that regard. He can do so many different things.
He can, and the great thing about him is he's just such a good communicator. He's a great teammate. He's really grown as a person, and I was really happy. I felt like I needed to have him out there all the time tonight just because he was always communicating. He wasn't uptight, unlike maybe some of the other guys were with just the pressure that was going on out there, and he handled it really well. I was proud of him.
17-7 overall, 8-6 in the conference. You climb two above 500 in the GPAC, and the way this is shaken out, second and third place could be a team with five, six losses. So you're trying, as you said, you like the chase, and this is all part of the chase.
Yep. I love the chase. That's why I've been doing this as long as I've been doing it. I enjoy the whole chase of it, and I've encouraged our guys to enjoy the chase, and So we're just going to keep trying to go one day at a time, and we'll just try to win the next game. That's all we can do. We'll be ready to go next Saturday. We'll take a little time off here this week and get our legs back a little bit and be ready to play good basketball for our final run.
Coach Van Haften, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming out.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Here are your final scores, or your final numbers. Dort had a 41-33 lead at half. They were outscored slightly in the second half, 36-34. They hang on for the six-point win, 75-69. Dort was led in scoring today by Jesse Jansma's 15 points. Zach Bussard added 14, 5 of 6 from the floor. Jansma was 6 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 4 on threes, and Garrett Franken ends with 10 points. Coming off of the bench, Marcus Winterfeld, 12 points, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. It was 8 points for Josh Van Langen, 3 for Kendrick Van Kickricks, 2 for Chandler Brunsting, and 2 for Dustin Mara, for their total of 75. For the Doan Tigers, Anthony Larrivee, the story of this one, 28 points, 18 in the second half, 10 of 18 from the floor, 3 of 9 from the three-point line. Doesn't seem like he missed 6 three-pointers. Isaiah Sykes ends with 11. He had 10 at halftime as well. He got slowed up a little bit in the second half. Miguel Lopez, 8 points. Joe Burt with 7, 4 each for Jackson Hari. And Fahad Tarjali, 3 for Zach Witters, 2 for Chikudi Unwamare, 1 for Tyler Sullivan, 1 for Garen Pauly, for their total of 69 points. The defenders out-rebounded Doan slightly, 33-32. Turnovers, 21 for the Tigers, 13 for the defenders. Dort was led in rebounding today by Bussard with 5, 4 for Jesse Jansma, 4 for Marcus Winterfeld and Josh Van Langen, and then you drop off to 3 for Garrett Franken. 2 steals for Cade Bleeker along with Marcus Winterfeld today. Dort had 1 block shot by Josh Van Langen. For the Doan Tigers, Miguel Lopez had 11 rebounds and 5 rebounds for Jackson Hari. Doan had 5 players with 2 steals each. They were Hari, Sykes, Lopez, Burt, and Pauly. That's a look at the numbers. And we have the scores in from the conference as well, so let's go through that, and then we'll wrap it up from here in Crete, Nebraska. Scores from across the conference, no surprises. Briarcliff loses to Hastings at Hastings, 96-88. Hastings putting together a little winning streak. I believe they've won now 3 games in a row. They're climbing their way back into the middle of the pack, 96-88. Hastings now 6-7. Briarcliff falls to 2-11. Morningside all over Mount Marty, 91-72. Morningside now 14-0. Mount Marty loses their 5th in the conference. They are now 8-5 in league play. And it was Dort over Doan, 75-69. Dort improves to 8-6, while the Doan Tigers slip to 1-12. Conference standings right now, Morningside 14-0, Dakota Wesley 9-3, Mount Marty 8-5, Concordia and Northwestern both 7-5. Dort is 8-6, Jamestown is 5-7, Hastings is 6-7, Midland is 3-9, Briarcliff 2-11, Doan 1-12. Midland and Jamestown will be playing tomorrow. That is in Jamestown, North Dakota. And then next week, Wednesday, it's Briarcliff at Mount Marty, Morningside at Hastings, Northwestern at Concordia, Jamestown at Dakota Wesleyan, and the Dort defenders will be able to sit back on Wednesday, watch the results come in before getting set for a road battle next Saturday at Midland. The Dort defenders get a sweep today. Dort women win 76-59, and the men secure a 75-69 victory today in Crete, Nebraska. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort basketball on KDCR for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.